It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And Monica definitely has the fall look today. Monica.
Well, I'm sure trying, Paul Remo.
Well, happy Friday morning, everyone. Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan is on the air. And Monica, come flying in the studio here.
Just flew in. I mean, somebody stopped me and I said, I'm on my way to Fashionista Friday. And I don't think that mattered. They were just so excited to tell me how much they love the show and how happy they are that I'm into Awesome Dawson and all this wonderful things. And I'm like, wow, that was a reason to get up today, because today is supposed to be Lazy Mom Day today.
It is Lazy Mom Day.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's why it was hard. I usually pop right up. Yep. And today I was a little slower.
Yeah, I think everyone's getting that way after getting back into a routine of going to school. And we got the fair this week, Lockefeller County Fair going on. And
there's just a lot going on.
Oh, it is. Yep. All right, well, let's start out our show with our, what we do every week. What's Monica wearing today?
Well, since we're talking about the Little Minnesota Fair, which I think is really, I would like to call it the Huge Minnesota Fair, because all the stuff that they're doing, they're bringing everything from a huge fair to Madison. I mean, look at you guys, you can go on rides. You can eat the famous food.
Yep.
And I don't even know if there's a fair out there that has a beef commercial like Maynard put on there.
Yeah, Maynard.
I was literally drooling in my store when I seen that picture.
Well, Maynard posted the beef commercial from the Faith Lutheran Church stand. Yep. Yep. Yeah, he has one a day in all of them.
Well, he should. He should. How fun. And it's something to look forward to. And it's just, what a wonderful time of the year.
It is.
So as I was a little girl growing up, being on the farm, we'd always look forward to the fair, and I'd always get to wear a new outfit for the fair.
Somebody else told me that the other day, too. They get to wear a new outfit to the fair.
It's just something about it. It's tradition. It's like, that's why I bring that through to my store once in a while. I'll get a customer coming through, going to the fair, Monica, what do you think? I'm like, well, they always say never wear your best things to the fair, but I disagree.
Yep.
I love dressing up to the fair. I'm wearing Rip and Repair jeans, my famous silver cruisers that I can't get enough of. They're the pair that you put on when you think, oh, what should I wear with this outfit?
Yep.
And then I have a latte linen top because it's hot out.
Yeah.
You know, and my mom always said, dress for the weather.
Yep.
And then I had to wear these chunky. I call them a curtain earring.
A curtain earring.
That's what they look like. You know, they have...
Yep.
The thread on the bottom, and, you know, they're just, I don't know.
They're cute.
They're the 70s look. I don't know long I could wear them today working in my store, but I just thought I had to do that for you guys.
Yeah.
And then my Swarovski crystal necklace with all the bronze and different color stones. I feel like I kind of look fallish, but yet I'm dressing for the weather.
That's right.
And then my statement bracelets.
Lots of them on. Both arms.
So right now, when I went down to the market, this is the wrap bracelet. It is the hugest bracelet out there. It wraps around your wrist twice.
Looks like
and
a
if
couple
you're
times.
Good at it, you can do it just like right away and it snaps.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't
that
fun?
That is cool.
And then I call this the Wonder Woman bracelet. The other one, it's all silver strands and it's got a leather cuff and then two sets of snaps. And isn't just fun?
It is. Looks fun.
So if I don't have jewelry on, I feel like I'm kind of like a guy without a tie with a suit.
Right. And you got a ring for every finger there, it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, I do.
What kind of rings are there? Are they
turquoise,
special rings?
Well, on my left hand, that's, you know, like from my mama and from my hubby and from my first Black Hills gold ring from my dad when I was a young girl.
Oh, cool.
And then I lost it for about 20 years, and then I found it again, and it got too small for my finger. Go figure. So then I had it made into a pinky ring.
Oh, nice.
That I was all meaning. And then this is turquoise and sterling silver, girl's best friend.
On the other hand.
And this is a glass ring, which I can't keep in stock.
The what ring?
It's a glass ring.
Oh, a glass.
And it's just really comfy. Look at the material. of it.
Oh, yeah.
Does it feel really good?
Oh, yeah, that's
so
cool.
I love things that are different because I love to shop.
That's really a different
And we
ring.
Have so much to do today, Paul, but we have to talk about my bash coming up, too.
Let's do that. We
can't forget.
Okay, we won't forget. I'll save 5 minutes for that.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so in the meanwhile, I know how you love doing freight. So
yep.
We could do the freight first.
Okay.
You're unpacking the hottest sweatpant. And as I see the sweatpant, I'm kind of hot. But it's the jogger pant.
Oh,
you can buy it in cotton, which a lot of people do. Or you can buy it Minnesota Friendly, a jogger pant. It's a sweatpant. And people, a sweatpant? It's not your normal sweatpant, though. It's got a wide waistband.
Oh, yeah.
Like almost a 4-inch waistband. A regular sweatpant has like a 1/2 inch, and it's very unflattering.
All right.
And then notice the bottom of it. It's got the cuff. So you throw that on, and I put this little striped sweater on in front of my store, and my husband took a picture of me, and I had so many compliments from that outfit.
Wow.
And they're not only cute, but they're cozy, and they're comfortable. And now these are black.
All right. Yeah, those are black. Is this the same thing?
Yeah, and you're opening another
color. You want me to open up? I love opening freight. Monica lets me.
Oh.
Does it matter if I just rip the plastic?
You can just rip it open, and it's exciting to get new things in.
It's like Christmas in here.
Yeah. That's why it feels like Christmas in Monica's all year round, because I'm constantly opening stuff. Okay, so then there's the steel gray jogger. Now, these are a pant that... Oh, they're a sweatpant. A woman will say, oh, they're a sweatpant. Oh, my God, they're fun. You don't buy them baggy.
Right.
You buy them as tight as you can, and then you wear a little bit of a longer top to cover the yay around. It's just too cute.
Yep.
Or if you're that kind of girl that does not have no yay, you can wear a mini top with it and feel like $1 million. These I have in stock right now. I've reordered them twice. I put them on Facebook, and they just went boom. And not only are they cute and comfortable, but how about this winter when we're going out and about shopping or whatever, or wherever, and you can throw these on.
Yep, they look comfortable.
And
I think you can wear them anywhere.
Should keep one of those in their car in case they get stranded.
I never heard of the term yay before.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
Yeah, I don't know. It must have been a movie. I think I got it from one of my kids. A little jiggling on the stomach, and they go, the yay. Yeah, we get all sorts of terms, you know, when you have young ones around. Okay, so now one of the hottest things are the plaid cuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that.
Or anything on a cuff, for matter of fact. But I had to get the plaid cuff. And it's in the girlfriend fit. And so it is cute. It's comfy. And it's got stretch to it.
Oh, it does. Now, this is just a regular pair of jeans with a plaid cuff on.
Yeah, and they're more like a kind of like a little bit shorter than an ankle. They're made so you could wear them with an ankle boot or your cruiser.
Yeah, that looks really sharp. It goes really good with the color, the jean color anyway.
Yeah, and it's very, very cute. A lady had it on with a little red suede jacket and a black booty. Very, very cute.
Yep.
Those are a must-have and a hot thing. Anything with embroidery on. I had to sew mine because... didn't have the tag on yet, and somebody wanted my size. So this is a washed denim blue, and it's got tan embroidery on there, khaki tan embroidery all over it, and it's cuffed. And that's huge right now, the cuff, whether it's a narrow cuff, a wide cuff, you do as you please.
Yeah. That's a lot of embroidery on that jean.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
They've done a beautiful job. And the thing of it is I had that signature cardigan on my door. It's cream and tan and gray. And you could wear it like over this linen top. These linen tops, they're flowy. You can throw them underneath anything. They're cool. They're comfy. That would even be cute together. But I had this with that sweater, and I had to reorder that sweater.
Oh, wow.
It was just hotter than a pistol. Well, and this looks, I like outfit looks.
Right.
You know, I like to put the outfits together.
Put things together, yep.
That's what sells.
You brought a lot of jeans in today.
Yeah, because jeans are huge. And what do you wear this time of year? This is that time of year, maybe dog days of summer, maybe we get a little heat in. So I wanted to show all my stuff.
Oh,
and this is embroidered jeans with the cranberry and blue flowers.
Yeah, that really pops there.
This is dark denim with a raw edge and a little slit.
Yeah.
These are hotter than a pistol, and I'm trying to get more of those in.
Yeah, the cranberry color on your jeans looks sharp.
Oh, I just love that. It just pops.
You got your famous jean jacket you brought in?
Yes, I reordered this because for the fair, these sleeves, come on, you guys. The flowy sleeve, isn't that cute? Yeah.
That is a big flowy sleeve.
And the three-quarter sleeve is just so popular right now. And to me, a long denim jacket like I brought into it, that dark denim, that's perfect. It's cute, it's fun, and it's great for this time of year going into fall. Yep. And when the meander is, ladies can walk around in all these things.
Now that's a long, you said long denim jacket.
Yeah, the long denim jacket
is over the hips.
Yep, that's a dark denim. That's the only one I have left. Okay. I'm going to maybe try to get a few more, but denim is like, if you got to get it when it's in season and then have it, and then we go on to sorry winter. And then here's another cuffed girlfriend jean with distress. And then what's so fun about this is the cuff can go down, and then it's a raw edge.
Is the cuff pretty popular on jeans now?
It's huge.
It is.
It's
huge.
And then people have been loving to buy like a little cranberry sweater to go with it or a mustard because of the stitch.
All right. Well, hey, let's talk about the bash, or you got some more stuff. You got some cruisers in front.
Black cruisers came back in. I have so many colors. We didn't finish our freight, but we can do it next time.
What's in that?
This is, you know, I have this mustard flower tunic, and then here's, I think this one is a black one. I can't keep them in stock.
All right.
They're a great item to wear for weddings for right now. They give you a taste of fall. They have long sleeves, and they have pockets, and they're cute.
Awesome. Everything in the studio is cute today, including you, Monica.
Oh, so. Paul, you're too nice.
All right, let's talk about your big bash coming up.
I'm sweating thinking about it. It just took off yesterday on Facebook. I'm blessed to still be in business. 12 years.
12 years. Wow. That's
and so, I mean, for me, it's a big deal every year I celebrate because it's a real big deal for me.
Yeah.
Since I'm a one-person show, wear a lot of hats.
So, what are you calling it exactly, and when is it?
It's my 12-year anniversary bash. It's September 11th through the 14th, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. If somebody can't get in those times, I can work with them on appointment, too. I'm serving the hot chicken sandwiches, chips and salsa, Friday at noon, and I am blessed to be able to give a three-day, three-night vacation to Marco Island.
What?
Just put that on Facebook.
Where's Marco Island?
Florida.
Florida?
Yeah.
You're giving a trip?
I'm given the three-night stay.
Okay.
Travel expenses and airfare are on their own.
Okay.
But I'm blessed to be able to give that away for a three-night stay. And you have to register at Monica's during my bash. And
That's awesome.
I've gotten a lot of response from that.
That's exciting news.
It's very exciting. And I'm just very excited to still be in business.
Yep.
God willing, I'll make it till next week.
That's right. And you'll be serving some pork?
Or is hot chicken.
Hot chicken.
And we're going to do live Fashion Easter Friday.
Next Friday.
Yep. And and there's just a lot of signing up for stuff, not only for that trip, but I have a lot of things in store. I'm going to have the cabin open with a whole bunch of displays.
So a big bash.
That's what we call it. The bash.
All right. Well, and we'll be there next Friday, broadcasting live from Monica's for Fashionista Friday. So spread the word.
Yeah, and come on in. It's not too late to get a fair outfit.
Yeah, that's right. Enjoy the fair today. Monica, we'll see you next Friday at your place.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend, and take in the fair.
All right. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
That's Monica Bothan with Fashionista Friday, and we'll see you at Monica's next Friday.